Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, EB, and JP joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It is Mike Jones, NFL senior writer for The Athletic, and he's at one of the joint practices in Pittsburgh. I guess it's the Steelers and Buccaneers. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
So I guess we should maybe start with the Steelers. What's your sense of their expectations for Aaron Rodgers this season?
They're feeling a lot better. I mean, obviously they felt good about him. Otherwise they wouldn't have gone out and courted him and waited as long as they did for him to make up his mind. After a little bit of a kind of rough start to training camp, he has kind of appeared to be rounding into form. He feels comfortable in the offense now. They say that I wasn't here early in camp. I was here the other day. But their offense is starting to catch up to the defense and looking more fluid. So we'll see what happens. Today is going to be a big indication of where things stand with their offense because their starters aren't playing in the preseason game, but they're going to go against the starters of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And so it's a good measuring stick of their progress. But he feels good. He seems like he's energized, seems to really enjoy being here in Pittsburgh. I think a return to a historic and very stable franchise similar to what he had in Green Bay has been refreshing for him. There's questions about their offense or offensive line, but as far as he goes, he's starting to look better.
From the people you're talking to and what you've seen, what's been the link between he and DK on the field? Has that been pretty smooth?
Yeah, you can tell he looks to him. They definitely have spent a lot of time, even on the side alone on their own, working to develop that connection. And it's going to be important because after DK, there's just like a lot of question marks as far as who his other targets are going to be. They haven't had Jonnu Smith, the tight end that they acquired, who's a talented tight end. He's been injured, and so they're hoping to bring him along, bring him back soon. But as far as the number two and number three wide receivers go, very much up in the air because of just a lack of experience and some injuries. So that connection with DK is super important, and definitely like in the red zone, you see him going to him, and that looks like that they do have a connection that's budding.
I'll tell you what, they're going to be in a tough spot if. Let's just say Aaron Rodgers has an okay year. They win 7, 8, 9 games, miss the playoffs by a spot or, game or two. And then they have a, kind of a lower first round pick. I mean, they're certainly going to be in the market for, I know they drafted Will Howard last year, but, he was a sixth rounder. I don't expect him to be the future, but they're going to have to draft a quarterback and they're going to be in that same position that they were when they took Pickett. It could be a tough spot for them, but maybe it works out. I don't know.
Well, see, that's the thing is, like, they never are bad enough to be in position for a top, tier quarterback.
Right.
And they don't move up. I think it, as impressive as Mike Tomlin's streak of never having a losing season is, it also costs them. But they had a chance to draft, Shedeur Sanders in the first round. They passed on him. They passed on all the quarterbacks in the first round. So if this does not go well, they're right back where they were. And even if it does go well, say it goes well, then it's even worse because they're even lower in the first round because Rodgers, this sounds like it's going to be a one-year thing. And, they're going to be in another tough spot as far as getting a quarterback next year. But they really need this to pay off at least for now. And, they're trying to snap that streak of 8 straight years with no playoff wins. and they're hoping Rodgers can help them do it.
On the flip side, the Buccaneers are a team that they're not really talked about like the Eagles, the Commanders, the Rams, the Packers, like the top contenders in the NFC, but they've won the division four straight years, and I know Baker really likes the receiver that they drafted in the first round. What are the expectations for Tampa?
They feel really good about what they have there. It's pretty impressive the way they retooled, kind of rebuilt on the fly after Tom Brady. They didn't take a bunch of steps backward. I don't want to say lucked into Baker, but they got a quality quarterback at a really bargain deal because he was bouncing around and trying to resurrect his career, and he wound up being the perfect fit for them. They've drafted really well and on both sides of the ball, and that's helped them. They feel like their defense is going to be healthier this year than what it was last year. There was a lot of duct tape and glued and pasted together of that thing last year. And, Todd Bowles, when I was down there a couple weeks ago, talked about how just if they're able to stay healthy, it gives them the opportunity to really have some impactful guys and for their defense to kind of ease some of the pressure on the offense. And, they have some injuries along their offensive line. They're waiting for Tristan Wirfs to get back 100%. He's not going to be ready for the start of the season, but they still feel very good about the position of their team. There's question marks all over their division, but they're still the favorites there. And if they're able to stay healthy, then they have, talent both sides of the ball and should be able to make another run in the playoffs.
What team from last year that either won their division or got into the playoffs do you think may take a step back? The one that kind of jumps out to me right now, just because of the quarterback situation, the injury situation, is the Rams. And they won 10 games last year, but and you can fill me in more on Stafford's injury. But he hasn't practiced fully yet with that back injury. But maybe it's not the Rams. Maybe it's somebody else in your mind. But is there a team that comes to mind for you that might take a step backwards?
Yeah, there are two. I mean, the Rams are definitely one of them. I mean, it's a really kind of a precarious situation that they're in there when, you're hoping that his back holds up for a whole season in a game where the quarterback takes such a punishment. I don't know if they're able to. If he was healthy, then I felt like they were in position to be able to build. I mean, you get Devontae Adams. You've got young guys on your defensive side of the ball that are continuing to ascend, and so they should be. But if that back's not right, then, yeah, they could take a step backwards. It's going to be an interesting division to see if San Francisco bounces right back or with all these young guys in place of the veterans that they kind of had to purge for salary cap reasons. Is there going to be growing pains? Seattle, they've got a new quarterback with Sam Darnold. The Cardinals maybe have the least amount of questions, and they finally have some continuity, so we'll see. But the Rams could definitely take a step backward. Another team that I think is the Detroit Lions. Yes, they still have a lot of talent, but you lose your offensive coordinator and your defensive coordinator, and I don't think that you can expect to just have a seamless transition. They were grooming their defensive coordinator, so there shouldn't be as much of a drop-off. But Ben Johnson was a mad scientist, and they bring in, a new offensive coordinator who had been in Denver with Sean Payton and has, connection with Dan Campbell. And so they have similar philosophies, but it's not the same thing. And so there's going to be a lot of pressure on Jared Goff and that offense to continue to dominate the way they did. And I just don't know if it's possible. And so I think Detroit, at least even early on, might struggle a little bit out of the gates as all the players get used to a new defense and a new offensive play caller. And you have teams like Green Bay that I think are going to be better this year. And there are questions about Minnesota because, J.J. McCarthy, first year starter, even though he's got a lot of talent around him, and obviously questions about the Bears. So maybe that helps the Lions a little bit, but I just don't think that they can remain elite given the growing pains that it just takes to get used to a new way of doing things.
What about, dare I say, and I'm just getting a little skittish here, Washington could be that team. If you really look at it, right, we got so, obviously there's going to be a regression. You're not going to win six games like in the final possession, right? Some of that's going to come back to earth.
90% on fourth downs.
I mean, it's so crazy. Some of the things that went.
Hail Mary.
They only beat one playoff team. Listen, I'm bullish on the team, but No Terry there. I think eventually he'll be there. He has to be there. I don't think he even missed one game. It would hurt him. But the offense has been down. Obviously, Terry's going to help a lot. But I'm just getting a little bit nervous as the schedule ramps up, as our offense, you know, has really been sluggish by all accounts. The natural regression that's going to happen. Washington could be, I hate to say it, we could be a team that disappoints.
I think they're going to be a better team. I think the depth is better, so I think the floor raises. I don't know, like you said, that they win more, that they're actually better in the win-loss column.
Right.
I still think they're a 10-win team. But, man, like, to be better than last year, you've got to get past the NFC Championship game, right? I mean, the bar is super, super high. So I think they're going to be competitive. Yes, they're going to get this Terry thing taken care of. You know, they need him, and I think he's probably worth more to them than other teams around the league when I ask about him. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say he's good, but he's in that 7 to 12 range. He's not a top 5 wide receiver, and here he's like a number 1. So I think they know that too, but like, okay, the two sides, everybody's got to give a little bit to get this thing done. And you don't want, you know, a slow start offensively. Like you said, the schedule is ramped up. They can't sneak up on anybody this year. And so they need as much continuity and as little hiccups as possible because, yeah, last year, all those consecutive one final play victories, it's just not going to happen. It was amazing. You know, they're hoping that it won't come down to those type of finishes this year because they're improved. But again, that's a lot. You're asking a lot to be able to top that.
And I think the division is going to be tougher than it was last year because I think the Giants are going to be better.
Yeah, I'm already scared of the Giants. Like, I can't even believe
they're not going to be a 3-14 team, okay? Now, I'm not sure when Jackson Dart's going to start playing, but I just think overall they're better with what they've added. And then if Dak stays healthy, Dallas is going to be better than a 7-win team. So I just think that the – you know, Philadelphia may come back down to the pack a little bit, maybe Washington. Overall, I just think the East will be tougher.
No, the division is going to be tougher. I don't think the Philadelphia comes down. I think they're just a freaking machine.
Okay.
You know.
I'm just saying 14 wins. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, true. Okay, as far as, like, win-loss record, they still – they've got such a great offensive, you know, front and a defensive front. They continue to invest on those sides of the ball, and they know what their bread and butter is. While everybody is still, you know, trying to catch them. And, the Giants are going to be better, but I don't know, like, how much Russell Wilson actually still has left in the tank. They still have they're working on improving this roster, but they're not contender-ready. So they might be kind of pesky, but I don't think that they're going to challenge or anything like that. But Dallas is definitely a team that if they're healthy, then – they're, you know, a problem. And so that's why I think it's the Eagles and I think it's Washington and Dallas, you know, duking it out for that number 2 spot. And the Giants still bringing up the rear, even though they're going to be a little improved.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Jones from The Athletic. Thanks for joining us as always.
Enjoy the joint practice today, buddy.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you, guys. Good talking to you.
All right, buddy.
Our NFL Talk on the Fans presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.